This podcast replay is brought to you by HialeahParkCasino.com. From the loosest slots in the state to one of the most comfortable poker rooms in South Florida, enjoy their smoke-free casino at HialeahParkCasino.com.
Alrighty! Welcome aboard! Yes, we rocked and rolled. The Blackjacks, yes, everybody playing a little poker. Yes, sir, right here in the poker room at Hialeah Park. It is Thursday. They're all awake now. So we have woken them up. They're ready to go. If anybody was half asleep in between a hand, they're awake right now. It is Thursday. Feeling good. Walked all by myself here. Drove here by myself. Well, actually, my wife was in the passenger seat. She still wanted to come for the first time and say, hey, you know, I know you're going to drive all the way to Hialeah, but let me go with you. And that's why really we're, you know, we started 3:30. If not, I would have been here for the 3 o'clock start. That'll be next week. Next week, the Thursday show will start back at 3 o'clock. It will not start any later. So went to therapy today. Worked out the foot in all kinds of ways and everything. The belt, it hit the fifth hole. So now it's getting to the point where, you know, now you're going to start having like too much belt. And yeah, I got to go get now a smaller belt now. So I got to go search because I know I've got smaller belts somewhere. And that's the good thing about fat people. When you've lost weight, you kind of hold on to some of those skinnier clothes. Like today I'm wearing skinnier jeans that I have the smaller waists. And so I've got a couple that are smaller because when I was skinnier. So they're like stashed. So I can actually like bring back some of those clothes. You know what I mean? I'm wearing all my XLs now, you know? So it's good, man. It's good. I don't know how much I've lost because I don't have a scale at home. But it's definitely well over 30 pounds. I don't know what the hell it is. But I'm definitely losing because today I was like, whoa, I went to the fifth hole on the belt. And I was like, wow. And I was messing around with one and two. Okay, so I don't know what that means when you're at one and two and then you go all the way to five. That's probably three sizes, I guess. Maybe. Is that what it means? From one belt size? I have no idea. I'm not smart enough for that. That's not my thing. So I have, huh? We'll go with that, right. We'll go with that, exactly. Or maybe half a size per slot or something. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, we feel much better, and we were able to gingerly walk in today, so we're making no cane, and the wife isn't pushing me around anymore. No more cart, no more cane, and my therapy doctor told me today, no more boot. So, because I could wear the boot during the day for a little bit, you know, to kind of, but I don't need it anymore, which is good. Brother, that therapy, man, when they start breaking up that cartilage inside your leg, holy shit. There was one part of my calf. She was digging in, and it was like, ooh, man. But it was good. It was good. Definitely needed. Needed that therapy. So it's all good in the hood, as they say. Let's see what we got here on the chat board. A little roll call. Josh is in. Brian Walters is in. Steven Gonzalez. Loving the OBJ rumor. Third receiver would fit beautifully. Lisa Rose, Ray Sosa. Lisa says, not sure I want OBJ in my locker room, but if he's low-hanging fruit and the Giants version of OBJ, we can kick the tires. I would much rather go for it for Thomas or Renfro. Well, definitely not Thomas. I'm not a Michael Thomas guy, actually. He fits, but he's actually might be even a bigger problem than Odell. Believe it or not, he might be a bigger problem than Odell. So, because the last couple of years, Odell really hasn't been a problem. You know, Michael Thomas has got a court case that he's dealing with right now, you know, from an assault incident or some kind of battery incident or something from the year before, or, you know, something like that. So, no, I'd stay away from Michael Thomas, actually. Odell really doesn't do that kind of stuff. He does the stupid stuff on the field and all that. And you know, the stuff he did with the Giants, that was years ago. If you think about it with the Rams and the Ravens and all that, lately, hasn't really been, you know. I'm going to get into that a second because I think people sometimes they listen to the show, but then they get kind of confused and they don't really understand how this show goes. Think Blue Dodgers, Ray Sosa in, One Eyed Jack, Gus Gus 1388. Let's see. Jeremy, I'll get into that. I'm not going to talk about that now, but I understand. Out of curiosity, how many AC/DC shirts do you have? Oh, man, I want to say maybe 8 or 9, something like that. You'll be able to see some. One of them you'll never see. I can show it to you on camera because I don't think I fit into my Flick of the Switch tour one. I don't know if I still have my For Those About to Rock, like the real one, like the one from the Sportatorium. Because those are really skinny, man, you know? Dude, I was a kid in those days. But yeah, I have a bunch of them. About 8, I would say. So yeah, something like that. I can't wait. I want to see them one more time on this final tour. I need to see them one more time. One more time. Noel Dowd is in. Alex Palenzuela, Michael Austin, James Vivinetti, Brian Walters. Rosendo says, good afternoon, Big O Nation. Greet your problems and decisions with peace and calm. Use your inner wisdom to evaluate and make smart decisions for yourself. Thank you, Rosendo. Pat in Asheville. Brett Dodger. When you say wifey isn't pushing you around, you mean figuratively or literally?
Both.
J-Town is in. So let me ask you, Sean, open up the mic there. You know, I just want to ask you one quick question.
Yes.
You've been with me for how long now? How long have we been working together now?
2, 3, about 5.
About 5 years.
4 to 5 years, I guess, yeah.
You ever hear me praise and love Odell Beckham?
No, I don't believe I ever have.
No. No. I don't think I've ever been in Odell Beckham's corner ever, right? you know. So what do you think when yesterday on the show, you know, if you were listening yesterday on the show, I'm not sure if some of you were, and if you weren't, well, you know, I'm sorry you didn't get the breaking news. You know what I mean? So I come out of nowhere with a, you know who would be a good option for the Miami Dolphins? Odell Beckham. And if you know me, if you listen to me, if you pay attention, I've never been an Odell Beckham guy. So for me to pull that out of nowhere, you should have kind of picked up on it. Barry Jackson obviously did. And, you know, a couple hours after my segment, a couple hours later, there goes a tweet from Barry. Well, Dolphins are interested in Odell Beckham. And I'm like, yeah, really? Wow. I wonder why I talked about, out of all people in the world, I talked about Odell Beckham, a guy that I would never talk about. And, you know, when you get some vibes from the building, and I flat out said, are you out of your mind? You know, and then I kind of got some information. And if you listen, you gotta listen to the show. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, and there's always information that I'm passing on one way or another on this show. And it's not by chance, dude. I don't do this by chance. There's too many instances. They cannot be by chance. It's impossible to have this amount of luck. Okay? Impossible. So, you know, there's a reason why I talked about it. There's a reason why I broke it down yesterday and talked about a guy that I have. You can go back and look at the videos and the history of the show, and you will not see me praising Odell Beckham whatsoever. But in the role that we talked about and the way I broke it down, from salary incentives to opportunities and all, like some dude on Twitter yesterday put, oh man, that would be awesome, Odell, Tyreek, and Waddle. And I said, no, try Tyreek, Waddle, Janu, then Odell and the running backs. You know, that's kind of the way it really goes. But it's just one of those things that you gotta listen, dude. You know what I mean? Some of you had to have picked it up when I talked about it yesterday. Like, how is this guy talking about Odell Beckham? Why would he be talking about O has ripped O for years? That's what you should have been saying to yourself if you really follow this show. You had to have scratched your head and said, what the hell is this guy talking about? And there's a reason why I'm talking about it. Out of the blue. Out of the absolute blue. It should have thrown you off. You know what I mean? And so, you know, so now it's got a life of its own and all that. And, you know, and good for Barry, bro. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. You know, it's just whatever. It's all good in the hood. I know what I know, you know. So it's just one of those things. And in the circumstances that I explained, I understand it. I understand it. I understand the move. I totally understand the move. You know what I mean? And so even though I may not be a fan, I totally understand the move. If it happens. Okay? Again, the unknown is what kind of money they really want and what kind of incentives are really going to settle for and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So we'll see what happens. We'll see if it works out. But it's just one of those where if you really follow the show yesterday, I should have thrown you for a curve. Because if you've listened to the show long enough, you've never heard me praise that guy ever in my life. Ever. Ever. You only find segments there where I'm ripping him, if anything, for his unprofessionalism and stuff like that. But as I was explained, you know, think about it. Last couple of years, is he fighting with kicking nets? Is he proposing to them? Is he fighting with the receiver out on the, or a cornerback, I'm sorry, out on the field? No. Is he skipping meetings or weekends and going, you know, to South Beach on a boat in jeans? You know, and so if you think about it, really none of those kind of antics, you know, is some of the stuff that I was reminded of yesterday. Or night before, actually. So it was just one of those things. By the way, I sat on it for a while. Now I think about it. Because after I said it, Barry got it like a couple hours later, you know? It's like that. It's, you know what it is? It's like that thing that I knew Flores didn't want Tua, but I couldn't say anything until, you know, and I knew who he wanted and everything, but I couldn't say it. I was sworn to it. And then finally, Omar was the one that figured it out locally. He was the first one to figure out something that I knew like a year before. You know? But it's just, that's the kind of, it should have thrown you off yesterday when I brought him up. It should have been a curve. Like, why is he talking about this guy? I don't want this guy. Like, Lisa. This is, the Lisa response is the, is the number one response. If we had a Family Feud, ding, 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 out of 100 points, the one that would chew up like 87 points and the rest of the 13 would be left for the other four is Lisa. Not sure I would want OBJ in my locker room, but he is low-hanging fruit. So, you know, she immediately, you know, and that's what I said to myself. I was like, And when I'm talking with the people, I'm like, are you sure you want to try this? But this dude and well, look at it lately. Is he doing any of that? No. It's kind of been all right lately, you know? And not going to be a full-time player. Oh, true. Okay, I get it. And speed, you know. We know Mike McDaniel is, you know, Top Gun 3. I feel the need for speed, right? So I get, you know, I totally understand it. But you that listen to the show, especially the hardcore ones that listen every day, you should have picked up on it. You should have picked up on it, man. I mean, you know, it was right there for you. I gave you low-hanging fruit. I gave you low-hanging fruit. You know, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. I haven't heard anything. Have you heard anything yet? Nothing, right? I'm working it to see, you know, but working it. That's all I can tell you. Let's see, what else do we have here? Beast Mode, thank you for the love and the super chat. That is very nice of you, sir. Big O is a dog, and he gave me a number one. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you very much. That is very nice of you. If someone would have said we should get him in the chat board, you would roast that person like a pig at a Hispanic party. That's right. Guilty as sin. Guilty as sin. But I'm always willing to take in information to assess my opinion. And if the gamble's really not that much, we kind of know Greer already. And Lisa knows the, you all know the term. It's three words. It's three words. If he really has interest, it's all about low-hanging fruit. Yo, dog, remember what did I say yesterday? I mean, it's like, I don't want to repeat the entire segment, but he's not coming here to be a one or a two. You're not paying him to be a savior. You're not paying him to lead your offense. You're paying him to be a complementary piece. So if that's the case, then it should be affordable. By the way, I love the River Craycraft move. Love him. Love him as a blocker. Love him as a route runner. They should throw to him more. They don't throw to him enough. I hope this is the year where McDaniel spreads the ball around more. I want to see more. So, yes, sir. What do you got? Yeah.
So for those betting on the March Madness starting today?
Oh, yes.
Somebody has tweeted out, Warren Sharp. Seems like the HBO Max broadcast of these games is a good 9 seconds earlier than YouTube TV, if you're live betting.
Ooh, that's very important. Nice job by Warren Sharp. Staying sharp, Warren. Very nice. Very nice. That's very important. It's very important. That's solid advice right there. 9 seconds in basketball? Fucking Reggie Miller killed you in 9 seconds. Okay? All right? Youngins, do your homework so you can catch up to what I meant by there with 9 seconds. Okay?
Number 11, Duquesne, beat number six. Who was six? Who was it? Oh, BYU.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And Duquesne is coming to notoriety because that's LeBron's, I guess, high school coach is their coach now, and he gifted them all shoes or whatever. Yesterday, and then they went on to win today.
All right. My boy Eric is probably a little disappointed with BYU losing, if he's watching. Him and Rolintha. Hello. Let's see. Steven Gonzalez, thank you for the love, my brother. Robbie Ralph, dude 67. Brian Walters, do you think it's because of the Tyreek Hill situation? No. It's to add another weapon, and a weapon that will not break your bank at all. And so that's kind of what it is, you know?
There's no way OBJ is replacing Tyreek production. No.
No. And you can't, again, you're not signing him to
exactly.
depend
saying,
on
but,
him.
But if you're thinking that is like as an insurance policy type thing, I still think it's way off.
Yeah. That's a bad insurance policy. Yeah, that insurance policy will fail you. You know what I'm saying? So let's see. Am I talking about Beckham? I don't know. You tell me, Brian. The Kardashian curse is real, bro. Don't do it. I'm not the one doing it. You know, I'm just talking about what I hear. I think I would prefer Tyler Boyd. Yeah, but he's going to cost you more, I think. I'm pretty sure he would. He would cost you more, and I would prefer Tyler Boyd. I'm with you there. Okay, but I kind of understand this gamble. You know what I'm saying? I understand it. Super Boom Shack, I would rather have old man Duper than OBJ at this point. I understand people being negative about it. I do. I totally do. Because I was there with you. And then I kind of was walked off the ledge. So, yes.
Follow up on one of your stories from yesterday.
Yes, sir.
You talk about the cornerback from the Lions,
mm-hmm.
Cam Sutton, who was being searched.
Oh, yes.
Being searched for. Yeah. He's now been released by the Detroit Lions.
Ah, okay. So,
there you go. I figured it was coming down the line probably, but he's no longer the Lions cornerback.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, yo, this guy's, there's a manhunt for him. That, like, what more proof do you need? You know, if you're innocent, you stand on every tall building and hire the proper people and say, hey, I'm innocent. But when you're on, and there's a manhunt for you, yeah, something's going on here, dude. Something's going on in your life. So, let's see. Fernando Perez for Dolphins Info. Thank you. I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you. Thank you. Nick Cosa Nostra. How's it going, Big O? Please don't sign OBJ Dolphins. You know, I'm not going to try to talk any of you off of that because you all might be right. You know what I'm saying? You all might be right. But if it's what I hear, you're not really going to get anything better than that. You know, not with that kind of speed that can help you out. The dude averaged like 16 yards a catch. Can I say something in his defense? God.
So now you're defending him?
Well, it's defending him.
<I'm kidding. laughs>
It's defending him while consistently trashing the other guy. I saw a lot of Ravens games this year, like I normally do, because it affects the Dolphins, you know? And Lamar missed him a bunch. He might have had a few more catches if it wasn't for Lamar's lack of accuracy. I'm just stating the facts. Okay, I actually watched the games. There are actually a few times where all his receivers are open, and they all would have better stats if he was actually more accurate. That's the scary part. And the guy doesn't even throw the ball a ton. If he threw it more, it'd be even more of a disaster. So, you know, I want Ayuk. Come on, Super Boom Shaq, bro. Drop the crack pipe. Nobody's going to pay for Waddle, Tyreek, and Ayuk. Come on, man. Yeah, I mean, it's just, see, that's where you guys just get stupid, and it makes zero sense whatsoever. Oh, with a changing heart, you want OBJ, what is the world coming to? It's not that I want him, I understand the gamble, okay? I didn't want Whiteside, but I understood the gamble. Okay, let's put it that way. It's the same example. Except that one was a lot more money, and it's guaranteed, and it's a long-term contract. This is 1 year. You know what I'm saying? But, but I understand. If the gamble is what I understand, then I get it. I get it, because it's not going to be that much of it. When you saw the contract for Fuller, it was a pretty – right? When it's broken down – because if he doesn't come through in the first year, they kind of have a way to get out a little bit more in the second year where they're not as – you know, Brandon Shore and these guys, they construct smart deals to try to get out. You know what I'm saying? So they create flexibility. This is the part of Dolphin fans that frustrate me. I don't think they appreciate the front office all the way through, from talent through contracts and everything. They do an excellent job overall. Excellent job. They've got to get the coaching part straightened out, you know, and some luck at the end of the year with the stinking injuries the last 2 years, you know. But I think the Dolphin front office is exceptional all the way through. Talent and contract and salary cap and management and all that now compared to the shit we had before with Tannenbaum and that mess, that reminds me, having Tannenbaum run your team is like having Biden and Trump run your team. Run it right into the ground. You know what I'm saying? Two guys that don't know what the hell they're doing. That's exactly what it's like. Just like it. These guys actually know what the hell they're doing. They're not going to run it into the ground. The last clown we had is like the two clowns that we've put in the office. You know? What happened? I still got Hassan Whiteside jersey. Yeah, that was not a good decision on your part. That definitely wasn't. What happened?
Just double checking here. Lewis Jones jumped on and said no sound. We're good, right? Because everybody's answering no, so I'm guessing everybody's hearing them.
Lewis. All right, Lewis, so I don't know what's going on with you, but I mean, seriously, Lewis, what's going on with you, bro? How come you... Jesus, come on, Lewis. Who's the next Dalvin Cook? would Josh Reynolds be too expensive, or does he lack the speed they want? Yeah, I don't think that's the kind of guy they're looking for. It doesn't look like it. They keep looking for speed. You know what I mean? Because the one gentleman that mentioned Tyler Boyd, I love Tyler Boyd. He's not a blazer, but he's a good receiver, dude. And he would be a beautiful number three. Maybe he wants a little more money, wants a shot at a number two somewhere, gets more rep. I don't know what he's holding out for or whatever, but they have a thing they're looking for. And OBJ fits what you already have. And that's kind of what they like. I don't get it, but whatever. You know, it is what it is.
And they solidified their quote-unquote possession receivers with Berrios and Craycraft now.
Yeah. And you have Jonnu.
Yeah.
You have one of the three fastest tight ends in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So you have a guy that's going to get separation there. And if OBJ is your fourth guy at times, yep. Who the hell on the fourth corner or safety is going to stay with OBJ?
No.
You know, it's not going to happen. So maybe it also gets Mike to design plays for other players not named Tyreek, which would be nice. You know, it's great to get the ball to Tyreek, but it's too much Tyreek. You wear the man out. He's going for the silly 2,000. We'll get to that shit again. He doesn't need that, bro. You need to spread the ball around. You need to be more, unpredictable. And when Tyreek goes out on a route, there's 2-3 guys on top of him. So that means there's other guys open. So if you have Jonnu Smith out there running and Waddle and OBJ and Craycraft and Berrios and the running backs, I want to see these people catch the football. That's what I want to see. Spread the ball around, please. And maybe they're afraid also that if they don't have the line that can hold in long enough, you need people that can get open right away. So you add OBJ to it along with Jonnu Smith. These are people along with Waddle and Tyreek that can all get open right away. They can shake people right away and get open, and Tua can find them right away, and boom. So you don't have to always go to Tyreek. It can be to any of the other guys. And by the way, here's the other thing that comes with the whole OBJ thing that a lot of people aren't looking at. Year one of Waddle. How much did he play on inside there, Sean? Quite a bit, right? And OBJ pretty much is an outside receiver all the time. So you can make three receiver sets where Waddle goes inside and does a lot of the things he did the first year with Tua. There's already a relationship of short yardage success between those two. And then you have Tyreek and OBJ, and you have Jonnu and Waddle creating havoc in the middle. You know, you have to start thinking about it and then say, okay, if the risk isn't bad, well, then maybe it is worth trying it. You know what I mean? Because there's different things you can do with him, and you can move things around because Waddle is the guy that has the toughness, and he also has, you know, the twitch to be able to go left and right from the slot. And then you've got Jonnu, which now you've got a real threat. These are things you didn't have in the offense last year. So this is what they're trying to inject in the offense this year. And that's why. And so if your line doesn't hold up for 3 seconds, so Tua can find a second and third option, well, then let's put four fast options out there, and he can make a decision to any of them within that first read. Comprende, compadre? It's not that he can't go to the second or third or fourth. It's that he needs to have time to get to the second, third, or fourth. But when you're missing most of your offensive line, you're not going to get to your second or third. At the beginning of the year, if everybody's healthy, now he's going to have time to get to his second and third options. But if you start losing all your linemen like you did last year, and you got a bunch of backups, and hell, Eichenberg filling in was playing on one leg, you're not going to have time. So let's have a security blanket that if that happens again to us, we have more fast people out there so we can make quicker decisions, and it's not just one guy or two guys. Now we have four. Okay? You got to think big picture of what they're trying to do and what Mike is thinking. You have to put yourself in Mike's shoes, and that's kind of what I'm kind of putting you in that room of what they're thinking. Okay? And that's where the Odell Beckham thing makes sense, because it's a quick twitch guy, gets open quickly, just like Jonnu Smith, just like the other two guys that you have on the team. No one else was like that. Not Craycraft, not Claypool, not Cedric Wilson, not Ezukama, not Smythe, not Justin Hill. Is it Justin Hill? Julian Hill. Not certainly not Tyler Kraft. You know, no, there were no quick twitch players at all. It was just those two guys. So now you've added four. Okay? Well, you've added three, because Jonnu will be able to shake any safety or linebacker out there. We'll see what happens if you're able to sign Odell Beckham. And if you're not able to sign Odell Beckham, then you look for the draft to find another receiver that might be a speed receiver. That might be an option for them. Okay? Make sense out there? Make sense for you? Okay? Let's see. For a moment, Big O was in Russia. Sean Lewis is smoking some of that good stuff. Well, pass, bro. What's wrong with you? Jesus, sharing is caring. Unless you're that teacher that, did you see a teacher that got arrested for like sex with like 12 or 13 students over her time there? I was, that's taking sharing is caring to, you know, another level. What else do we have here? To all those OBJ haters, if there's no news as of now, that means they're not signing him. At least not right now. Remember, maybe physical and all that kind of stuff, that takes a while too. We should get Justin Jefferson as a third receiver. Hell yeah. Let's go, baby. A couple food stamps. We'll sign him up quickly. Yeah, that's it. Kelce or Kittle at tight end. I mean, yeah, no, let's do it. I like it. If the Dolphins don't want to bring a running back, at least bring one of the pigs from the fair last night for motivation. I mean, you know, some of those pigs can carry the ball. I put out Miami's future running back on Twitter. I don't know if you guys saw it. Did you see that guy? Jumping off the Whataburger roof. Oh, you put it, pull up the Twitter and let's show the folks the new Dolphin running back. This guy's jumping off Whataburger and truck roofs and dodging cops like he's Barry Sanders. I'm telling you, we should sign that guy. Frankie, I'm going to show you the future running back for the Miami Dolphins. They go, we're 35 days from the first round pick of 2021 talking about Dolphins. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, Boyd is definitely going to get a bigger contract, right? You are correct. Definitely. Do we have actual passing plays not designed for Hill or Waddle? Big O, if the Dolphins trade back to 26 in the first round, what picks can we get? I don't know, dude. I'm not exactly sure what's the deal. If you go down from 21 to 26, yeah, you'll probably pick up like some kind of a late second or third, early third or something like that. Oh, I don't know. I have no idea where I stole it from. The pitching one. Oh, but that's a Major League Baseball one. That's not. This is just, you know, you're not going to get tagged for this one. But this is but you were able to fix it right after. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, so this is definitely the Dolphins' future running back, and if I'm Chris Greer, I am going to track this guy down and sign him, because it only makes sense. These kind of moves are not found everywhere, okay, folks? You have to check this out, because these kind of moves are special. I mean, when you're able to do stuff like this, I'm not sure I've seen a Dolphin running back since maybe Ricky Williams. And let me tell you something. Even Ricky, I might have the shiftiness of Troy Stratford here. Okay? It might be the juking ability of Boston College's own Troy Stratford, Rookie of the Year. offensive rookie of the year for the Miami Dolphins. This guy, brother, and his ankles are a hell of a lot stronger than, you know, Cecil Collins, who had bad ankles when he got in, because he had a hole in his ankle. He also came in with some injuries. He had a lot of talent, but he did have like a bum ankle. This guy, no bum ankles, great hips, strong, great movement, shiftiness. And by the way, think about this. This guy doesn't get to, this guy literally comes from the second level. So for him to make it to the second level, he was already there in the first place. You know, so you're always wondering, can you break through the line and get to the second level as a running back? This guy right here is a master at it. So play it. Let's go. Why are we just going spinning and spinning here? The hell is wrong with you? Can't do it? And by the way, I see that and I just want a Whataburger right now. The fact that he did it at a Whataburger is also like an honor, I got to say. Because it's maybe one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my life. Did you enlarge it first? Okay. Because I don't know. It's, what a shame. I mean, think about this. This guy is out in the open field, and there's at least 15 tacklers, and not one of them can touch him. I mean, I doubt we'll ever see it. Okay, well, then play it. See if it works. There we go. Look at this. Look at this. Bam, boom, boom. They're all over. Boom, 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 boom. He go. He go. I mean, let it play. This is beautiful. Coming off the roof, boom, onto the car. Oh, we got him. We got him. No, you don't. No, you don't. And you saw he broke that arm tackle. You know, that's the other thing. I got to say, these guys, the firemen, they've never played football. Nobody went low. But I got props to him, dude. I mean, look at that. Look at the vision. Boom, bam, lands again, cuts inside. He saw the hole as he was jumping and landing off the truck. Look at him. Watch. He sees the hole. Bam, cut. Look at that. That is Troy Stradford if I've ever seen it in my life, right there. And then he had the bull rush of Ricky Williams breaking tackles. So I want this guy as our running back. I'm just saying. I mean, the talent is there. So let's hope that they sign him, because that guy is that could be a Hall of Fame. That could be a Ring of Honor guy. There's a lot. I mean, there's so much potential there. And you know what? He's a street free agent. We don't even have to waste a draft. Oh, by the way, it doesn't go against our compensatory picks.
He's literally a street free agent.
So, like, you know, there's a lot of positives to sign this guy.
Yeah, but that wasn't real stiff competition he was up against there. I mean.
You're underestimating it. I mean, he's coming off a roof and a car. I mean, that's skills.
Did you see the police officers that were chasing him? I feel like we just watched a Jackass scene. That's what I feel like we watched.
They all ate like a triple Whataburger. Yeah. Bacon.
They were running to get back to their cars to get the Whataburger.
Oh, man. That was good. I'm telling you, that guy was that was talent, bro. That was talent. Yeah. No doubt the jump cut. See? No doubt sees it. He sees it. Most people blow Achilles, knee injuries right there on that land cut. That guy, that was talent. Big O, I actually wouldn't mind ODB, him and Hill on the outside, Watt on the slot with Janu and Achan and Mostert coming off the backfield. Wow. Exactly. Old Dirty Bastard, yes. Rest in peace. Rest in peace, ODB. No, we're getting ODB. We're getting the Old Dirty Bastard. Yeah, baby. If you guys ever want to trip out with Old Dirty Bastard one day... got to pick up his, was it WIC or food coupons or whatever, in a limousine. Pulled up in a limousine. He was even filming it. I think it's on YouTube. You could find it. And he went to, like, pick up his, like, he had signed up for, like, food stamps and WIC or whatever. And so he was picking that up. Oh, rest in peace. Rest in peace, ODB. I've got three Whataburgers within 2 miles of my house. Trust me, the temptation is real. Emilio, I hate you. Just want you to know. I can't freaking stand you. Okay? I don't have any Whataburgers here. Like, that sucks. Like, you win big, bro. That is awesome. I'd like to have a Whataburger every once in a while. You know, now I've got my lifestyle changed, so I can't eat it every day, but it's something that I could treat myself every once in a while. Whataburger would be awesome. Change it up, man. We don't have one here in town. I like Whataburger. Hip drop tackles are prohibited in most fire departments. Oh, that's a key fact there. Pat in Asheville, he stumped you there. You know, but now
apparently two-hand touches too.
Okay, but they could have gone low. I don't know. They did have improper technique. I would have to go with that.
I don't think anybody laid a hand on the guy.
Oh, no. At the top, yeah, somebody, he broke some tackles. Oh, he shook him off.
I know he stiff-armed the one away from him, and then
he shook him off, and then he ran right across the He picked up speed across that parking lot.
Yes, yes.
I mean,
the 40 time would be good.
When you're scared from the cops, it adds like a second to anybody's.
We are not doing that time on the calendar.
Anybody. It doesn't matter who it is. You're going to run a second faster in that 40 if cops are chasing you. 2 seconds faster if it's a dog. Because, you know, it's no fun to get bit in the ass. Cosa Nostra says, what's better, Whataburger or In-N-Out Burgers? Oh, no, I'm going In-N-Out Burgers. No, definitely In-N-Out Burgers. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Now, you know what? I'll take over both Burger Fi. Oh, Dairy Queen hot dogs for sure. Burger, I love Burger Fi. You should go. Love it. Love their sauce. I actually, by the way, Mr. Plain Jane, I like their sauce. Okay. And by the way, they're like, you know, pure corn-fed beef and all that. So it's like high-quality meat. And their fries are to die for. They are the best fries out of all these places. Oh, the Burger Fi fries are awesome. I like Burger Fi a lot. Really enjoy Burger Fi. But, I can eat an In-N-Out Burger pretty much every day. It's kind of what we do in Vegas. When we go to Vegas, it's In-N-Out Burger all the time. Let's see. Charm City Burger in Deerfield is solid. Never tried it. Maybe I will one day. I saw that, Ray Sosa. I saw Tyreek Hill posting 2K. And let me tell you something. If you want, you can pull up the tweet there. I posted it. And I think it's just a bunch of crap. And I think, look, I get Tyreek wants his own personal motivation and all that bullshit. How about team success? How about you focus on catching a lot of the important footballs you drop? Because you're not dropping a first down play in the first quarter. You're dropping a touchdown. You're dropping a fourth quarter touchdown. You're dropping a fourth quarter, third or fourth down. You're dropping key balls in key moments that are deciding games, like you single-handedly, Tyreek, lost the game against Kansas City the first time around last year, okay? So, for me, plus going for 2,000, wears out Tyreek. He's a human being. As much as he's the cheetah, as much as he's a badass, as much as he's a great player, the best thing that Mike McDaniel does at times is use Tyreek as a decoy. Because if there's going to be two or three people covering him, then I want Waddle and Jonnu Smith and anybody else that can catch the ball. Please catch the ball and help move the chains. I want you to run the ball more. I want you to stop giving up on the run when it's working. So there should be no reason to get 2,000 yards for Tyreek Hill. Okay? This is a bunch of horse shit. Tyreek Hill should be focused on his personal life. And he should work on being a better wide receiver down in and down out. Not 2,000 yards. That doesn't make the team better. Okay? What makes the team better is when the team is contributing. Because it's got to suck for Berrios and Craycraft and all these guys to continually run routes and not get a damn ball. That's not a lot of fun. That doesn't keep you focused. You got to spread the ball around. They did a better job of spreading the ball around under Brian Flores. That's ridiculous. That makes no sense. Brian Flores can find a way to get Gesicki 70 balls, but you can't? You can't get seven to him? Bro, that's an embarrassment. What kind of a coach are you? You're actually not a very good one yet. You know, great offensive mind, not a great head coach. So Mike McDaniel needs to grow, needs this offense to evolve. And Tyreek Hill needs to focus on himself, he needs to focus on his personal life first and foremost. Please focus on your personal life, bro, because you make all kinds of terrible decisions. Okay? And then, you know what? How about being a better receiver, bro? Being a better football player. It ain't about yards. I don't care if you get to 2,000 yards and you ended up costing the team a couple games and you drop footballs in key moments. That don't mean shit to me. So let's stop dropping those key passes. You start fixing your off-the-field life. Oh, and by the way, one more thing, Tyreek. Don't worry about Tua. He doesn't need to change. He's all right where he's at. You need to change. Okay? You need to change. Don't try to change others. Look in the mirror, my man. You're the one that's got to change. So you got to figure it out, man. Your motivation should be that you want the Dolphins to win the Super Bowl. That's what I should hear. I want to compete for the Super Bowl. I want to win playoff games. Not I want 2,000 yards. You sound like a college player that is just worried about his next NIL check. Okay? It's about winning here right now. It's not about stats. We've seen Ricky Williams rush for, 1,800 yards? Right? Some ridiculous number. We've watched Dan Marino throw for the 5,000 yards before anybody else and the 48 touchdowns, whatever the hell it was. We saw him throw for 4 billion touchdowns. You know, we've watched all kinds of records over the years. It's not about records, bro. It's not about just Jason Taylor getting the sack record or defensive player of the year. Those things are nice, but it's about team success. That's what Dolphin fans really want to see. I talked about this a lot last year. I don't care about individual accomplishments anymore. That shit bores me, dude. That shit bores me. I'm a Dolphins fan. I need to see Dolphins success, team success. I just don't care about individual success anymore. It's nice, but it doesn't mean shit to me. Because in the end, what did I do with Ricky Williams' 1,800 yards? Nothing. Not a goddamn thing. You know? Doesn't matter to me anymore. I need more than that. I need team success. I need players focused on team success, not individual success. And when I saw that today on social media, I was like, this is a joke. It's like you don't learn. You don't learn. You know? Same shit. You hear Tua saying, I got to throw for 5,000 yards? Ever? You hear Marino say that? Marino didn't give a shit about that. Marino wanted to win. You think I covered Marino, okay? So I covered games where he threw for 300-400 yards, and he lost. And he didn't give a shit. If you ask Marino about his stats, brother, he'd look at you sideways like, you think I'm going to talk about me personally? First of all, he never did. Even when shit was going well, he did not want to brag about himself ever. Okay? Maybe behind the scenes, he different person. But in public, that wasn't him. So most players, most great players aren't really are focused on just their, you know, singular stats. Because in the end, that means you're not focused on the grand prize. And so the grand prize is start winning playoff games. And I saw that today with the whole 2K there, and, you know, Sean brought it up, and it's just ridiculous, dude. It's ridiculous. Plus, it wore him out. Which, he's not a big guy, man. He carries enough of the load. It's not really smart, actually, to go for the 2,000 yards. Smart is to spread the ball around. I hate to say it, but I don't think Hill is putting out BS. Last year, he saw he was close to 2K and would have gotten 2K if he didn't get injured. Some things never change. Exactly. We need to find a replacement for... There's no... Emilio, get off of cloud nine, bro. He won't be around longer, too unpredictable. Yeah, he'll be here 2 more years, and then they'll move on. And then Waddle will become your one. And I would imagine that there's going to be a receiver drafted in the next year or two. Okay? In the next 2 drafts, there'll be a receiver drafted that will start to get groomed to be the number two that, to run next to Waddle when you let go of Tyreek. Because in 2 years, Waddle's big money will then take over. So you're out of Tyreek's big money, although you'll take a cap hit, but then you'll get out of it as you know, pretty quickly, and then so you'll have the cycle going, and that's kind of what you want to do. So it's 2 more years, whether you like it or not. There will be no cutting, no trading, none of that stuff. All right, so don't expect any of that. Okay, don't expect any of that. Big O, I think Tyreek holds Tua back because he forces the ball to him much. Well, but it's also the coach that he's play designing to Tyreek all the time too. So it kind of goes both ways. Yeah, I've said it. One thing that I'd like for Tua to do next year is sometimes say, yeah, no, I'm not doing that. I'm going to go somewhere else and start doing that. So because if you want 2,000 yards, you're going to be in the huddle wanting the ball. You know? Kosa says, excellent sermon, Big O. Accolades are nice. yeah, Tyreek has been a distraction. You know? We can't argue that, dude, 67. Unfortunately, we have to look at it that way. That's my point. I'm not saying this year get rid of him. I'm looking two years down. No, 2 years down the line, I already told you he's here for 2 more years. Then they move on. So that's pretty much in the bank. I still worry McDaniel needs to design spreading the ball around. I like the additions we have so far. McDaniel still has to prove he can play with all the guys. Yes, I agree with that. Let's get to, you know, we like choosing an MVP of the night. And last night, the Miami Heat, they eked one out against the Cavs. Cavs made it really interesting. Miami fought through. But we got to give our Cutter's Edge Pro MVP of the night to one specific player. Let's do it.
Who's last night's MVP? For your complete landscape solutions anywhere in South Florida, there's only one MVP. CuttersEdgePro.com. Here's our CuttersEdgePro.com MVP of the night.
We got to go with Terrible Terry. I mean, Butler carried the team throughout, and then Terry just drove the nail into the coffin with those final 10 points, the big four-point play. One big three after another, 5 of 6 from three-point range, ended with 24 points. But the points that won the game, basically, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, kudos to Jimmy. He played his ass off yesterday. So he produced 30 points, had 4 steals in the game. I mean, he did his part. But it was nice to see a guy take over and say, give me the damn ball. I'm going to make some plays. And that's what they don't have enough of. Yeah, and Rozier is not a guy that's going to do that every night because he's not that great of a shooter. But he has it in him, and he's fearless. And you got to have that. And they don't have another star. But for a few moments last night, Terry Rozier played like a star. And William Quigley and the folks at Cutter's Edge Pro, they are always stars. They do it all, tree trimming and removal, landscape design, outdoor lighting, irrigation design and build, synthetic turf. Call them. Go check out the Instagram page at Cutter's Edge Pro. You're going to see a lot of their work before and after. You are going to be wowed. And let me tell you, artificial turf is very important, especially if you have dogs. You're going to love it. It always looks great. You're going to save hundreds and thousands in the long run because the maintenance is, you're not watering and cutting the grass. But if you have dogs, it is an absolute savior. Reach out to the great people at Cutter's Edge Pro. If you live anywhere in Dade, Broward, or Palm Beach counties, they've got over like 70 trucks. It's an enormous company. They do great work. They do a lot of community work, also helping a lot of charities. The Cutter's Edge Pro is in the right place, and they do a lot here in South Florida, pillar of South Florida. So check out William Quigley and Mike and all the great people. 954-472-0622. Terry Rozier, our Cutter's Edge Pro MVP of the night.
The MVP of the night is brought to you by CuttersEdgePro.com. Servicing HOAs, condominiums, townhomes, commercial properties, corporate parks, and malls throughout South Florida. CuttersEdgePro.com. Providing South Florida MVP performance every day of the year.
All right. Let's get to our 3A graphics sports calendar. Last night, Miami beat the Cavs 107-104. Butler, again, led the way, 30 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals, and Terry Rozier was just awesome. Tomorrow, they will take on New Orleans and Zion, which one of our listeners is a hardcore Zion fan, so we'll see what happens tomorrow night. I'm sure we'll hear from them if they win. 7:30 tonight, Amerant Bank Arena. The Predators are visiting the Panthers. Panthers are favored by 1.5, plus 136 there. Predators minus 120, and for over and under 6 goals. Predators are plus 154 right now on the money line, and the Panthers are minus 185. Katie Meyer, after 19 years, is retiring as the winningest coach in women's basketball history for the Miami Hurricanes. She will step down and become a special advisor. You think about it, Katie Meyer and Fern Labadi, man. Two exceptional basketball coaches, man. Just mad props. And Tuesday, Nova Southeastern is back in action in the Elite Eight, taking on Southern New Hampshire University, and that'll be next Tuesday. So we'll get to that next week, but that is your 3A graphics sports calendar. Call my guy, Alan Blanco, 786-618-1443, custom printing and embroidery. Hats, shirts, magnets, calendars, whatever you need, man. Uniforms, you name it, whatever you need for your business, your club, your fantasy league, whatever, man. Reach out to 3A Graphics Sports Calendar. They are absolutely phenomenal. All right. If Zion has a terrible game tomorrow, you won't hear from that guy who was saying you criticize Zion too much. Yeah, well, I mean, Zion doesn't stick around, you know? He's got to stay healthy for once in his life, consistently. Big O, when are you going to do a podcast with Omar and Poopart? I have no plans for it, so I have no idea. Have not been invited to go do a podcast with them. Big O, the Dolphins should make you their offensive coordinator because you seem to understand how the offense should be used. Or... sometimes I hear about how the offense should be used. Let's see. Don't bring in that drama queen, says Mark Askew. Again, I am not going to, you know, you might be 1,000% right on that one. So, you know. Big O, should the Dolphins, all right, I usually try to interpret if and when your posts are being facetious. Oh, Brett, too. Oh, this is the true fan. Okay. Are you going to do a live broadcast for the first round of the draft? I don't know yet. Maybe. You know what? I don't think so. If we sell it at a bar, which we haven't even started, I haven't been able. I can't walk. Now I can walk. Now I can actually start, like, doing some work. Maybe if I could get it at a bar, I'll do the first round. I'll do the first and second round. I can do two nights. But if we don't and we're in studio, I'll just do the pick and then recap that pick. And that's probably what I'll do. I'm not going to sit around and talk hours. No. I need to get paid to do that. I'm not going to sit around and just talk hours leading up to the draft. So it's got to be something that is, you know, sponsored and all that kind of stuff. If it is, then I'll do it. If it's not, then I'll just pop in and do the pick and then pop out. And I'll at least do that for you guys. But that's about it. Let's see. Zion has been pretty much amazing this year and healthy, but it's only 1 year. What? It's not 1 year yet. Relax. It's not 1 year yet, okay? We haven't finished the season. We got playoffs, you know? So, and he's missed games. I think he's missed games, bro. I think he's missed a few games, too. He hasn't played the whole year, I think. I'm pretty sure of that he's missed a few games. Maybe not as much as he used to miss, but he's missed games. The front office and McDaniel was full force at UT today. Worthy. Yeah, of course. Speed. Yeah. Let's see. What else do we have? Okay, that's it. Don't forget, by the way, you can make a donation, Cash App or Venmo at Cash Big O Show. That is Cash Big O Show. Cash App or Venmo, Cash Big O Show. By the way, where are we at? And you can make a Bitcoin donation. Also, Cash Big O Show. Jasmine, by the way, bounced back strong. It's at 13.5%. It was even a little higher today. Bitcoin, by the way, after hitting right around 67.5, 68 yesterday, it's dropped now between 65 and 66 all day today. It's at 65.5. So holding pretty strong. And that's probably because we still have some more grayscale outflows, which is what's been going on a lot overall. 12 games? Okay. And they've played how much? 68, 12 games. So, yeah. So he's missed a fifth of the games already. Okay? You know. Like I said, not the whole year. You know? We got to call it like we see it, dude. Now's when they announced 32 minutes ago, they announced the Braxton Berrios. What? Officially, the Dolphins? Yeah, because he has to pass the physicals, sign the contract, all that stuff. Yeah, all that stuff.